This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We stop, hey, what's that sound?
Terrorism. We have just filed a complaint charging an individual by the name of Amor Tui. He's a 50-year-old resident of Canada who legally entered the United States in Lake Champlain, New York on June 16th and made his way to Flint and today arrived at the Flint International Airport. Obviously, I know a lot more about this, and we're sort of at 0 hour of this investigation right now, and since it is a pending investigation, I'm not going to go into great detail as to what we do know, but we do know Mr. Fatui entered the airport. He spent a little time on the first level, then he went upstairs, he spent some time in the restaurant up there, and then he came out. He was carrying baggage. He went into a restroom. He spent a little time in the restroom, dropped both bags and came out, pulled out a knife, yelled Allah Akbar, and stabbed Lieutenant Neville in the neck. As was mentioned by the chief, he's in stable condition and is expected to fully recover, and that's the most blessed thing I think we can say about this today. It's a good outcome.
FBI investigating is being reported this officer stabbing at Flint Airport as terrorism seems to be one of those obvious things. And I know, you know, the media is very sensitive, but that seems to be, you know, for some reason, the main differential here, Scott, is that when, you know, these attacks take place and there's a shout of Allahu Akbar, then you know that throws it right into the terrorist genre, and of course here it is. And even though we've got somebody coming in from from Canada, with a name like Amor Fatui, 49 years old, charged with violence at an international airport, according to the acting U.S. attorney. He had his initial court, and we're talking about Fatui, he had his initial court appearance late yesterday afternoon. He will remain in custody pending a full detention hearing next week, according to the U.S. District Court. Fatui could face up to 20 years in prison, and more charges could be added. Officials said it wasn't immediately clear if Fatui had an attorney. So that's the update, as far as that stabbing and what's been going on there. As we say, we're still on standby waiting to see what is going to be unveiled with this health care bill that the Senate GOP has put together. Some senators have not seen it, and they've made that comment. Of course, the media is going gaga over that, because anything that has to do with the GOP, they're going to go gaga. I mean, that's just... call it for what it is. Mainstream media is has become sadly the propaganda arm for the Democratic Party. And I say sadly because what happens, they miss their reason to exist. The reason to exist is to document history. And that's why, in my humble opinion, they continue to lose subscribers, and people are looking on to other alternatives for their news. I mean, they are actually, if you consider this, Scott, the mainstream media is inviting and participating in their own demise because of how they've misserved the American people. No. Here it is. It's all in their hands and their ability to, create their own future. But they'd rather be political and, just kill the goose that's laying golden eggs here. But they just can't help themselves ever so sadly. Well, good to have you along with us, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to talk about the things that you're talking about coming up this hour. We've got Dr. Alita Eck. We're going to be dealing with that hearty issue about health care. Is it a right or is it a privilege? In fact, the American Medical Association is beginning to ponder health care as a right. And Dr. Eck and I will have that discussion. That will be coming up right here. And also Herb Blunden Up next, we're going to take a look at the Syrian showdown, how that is escalating, all right? Bill Martinez live at just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our mission, and it remains such, and you're invited to join in and be a part of the solution. 6 out of 10 Americans say that we're on the wrong track. They say, great observation. Okay, let's talk about what it looks like to be back on track. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. Dr. Herb London joins us right now, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the author of the book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Dr. London, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Well, Bill, always a pleasure to hear your voice.
Hey, you know, your book, Leading from Behind, of course, this was quite the portend and the call to action for America to wake up. And the Trump administration obviously has read your book and agree that, you know, leading from behind just doesn't work.
Well, you can't lead from behind. I mean, it's obviously a contradiction in terms. But what I think is important is the pathway to the future. And I think what the Trump administration is attempting to do is to think through what are the errors of the past and how can we rectify those errors by asserting American policy in a way that makes sense.
You know, and Herb, you know, some people, the way they're designed, you know, can look at things. And I think there's a little bit of this attribute in Donald Trump. That's automatic. He's smart enough to, and I don't mean to, you know, just give him all honor and glory here, but we understand that each of us has a gift that we bring to the table. Certain gifts, certain, you know, assets, intelligent assets, understanding of humanity, understanding of, you know, the global, you know, threats, and, you know, can look at it and just say, what are you guys doing here? You know, why are you even thinking about this? This is a no-brainer. And I think a little bit of that comes into play, which, you know, drives the mainstream media and everybody else kind of nuts, especially coming off of what inspired your book, Leading from Behind, which the Obama administration and the doctrine was very much that way. You know, we were more reactive than proactive. And Donald Trump is the kind of guy that, you know, look at these things and they're just like, you know, why are we having much discussion? Let's just, you know, you talk about rules of engagement. You know, the way to, you know, if you're going to be in a war, you don't need your generals calling the Pentagon every 5 seconds. Say, hey, can we shoot? These guys are shooting at us. Is it okay? I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, you know.
Well, you find that the president has already delegated Mattis with the authority to determine how many troops would be deployed abroad. I mean, this is an unusual occurrence, but the president understands that Mattis has a deep-seated understanding in these matters. Mm-hmm. Not only does the president, I think, have very good instincts on foreign policy, but he's delegated responsibility to the right people.
Exactly.
So I think on the whole, he has exercised his role in, I think, a very, very effective manner. Now, people will say, well, you know, it's the there should be a separation between the domestic culture and the culture of the Pentagon. But I think that the president understands that we have some very talented people who are quite capable of making judgments and assisting him in the role that the United States will play on the world stage. On the whole, I'm very pleased with the direction that's been taken on foreign policy.
Well, a bit of a surprise, but Reagan-esque to a degree, Dr. London, that you have Donald Trump delegating, authority and trusting the people, which Ronald Reagan, did routinely, and it served him well.
I think that Ronald Reagan is a pretty good model. It's a little premature to make any comparison between Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump. But there is no doubt, at least in the beginning of this administration, that while I think that there are some mistakes that have been made, and there's unquestionably great problems within the White House itself, the management of the White House, I think on the foreign policy front, the president has done very good in assembling an outstanding team, and I think the judgments that have been made thus far have been terrific.
Well, let's talk Syria. Things are heating up here. The U.S. shoots down a Syrian jet for the first time ever, right, that this has happened. And then, tensions are building. Russia, none too happy about that. So let's put a bead on Syria. What is going on here?
Well, what the United States is attempting to do is that for the first time, we are protecting the troops that are on the ground. The United States doesn't have boots on the ground aside from special forces. But there is no doubt that the pre-Syrian army continues to attack the Assad regime. And the United States is now, for the first time, engaging the enemy and saying, we're going to try and protect our troops on the ground. Mm-hmm. That's a very important development because it has not occurred before. When Erdogan was talking about the future of Syria, he said, we have to sit down on a negotiating table with the Turks, with the Syrians, with the Russians, with the Iranians. All of us will be at the table. And someone said, where's the United States? He said, the United States is irrelevant. Well, now the United States is relevant. We are clearly playing a role in a part of the world where we have the interests. The second point that I would make about this, which I think might be somewhat more interesting, is that the Russians do not want to engage the United States in an all-out confrontation. I think that's fairly obvious. But the United States should be saying to the Russians, look, you have goals that you've achieved in the Middle East. You want an aircraft carrier base in Tartus? You've got it. You want an air base in Latakia? You've got it. So the goals that you've achieved for yourself, as well as being ensconced in the East Mediterranean, have been achieved. Why do you want your foreign policy to be dictated to by the Iranians and Hezbollah? Why do you want to put yourself in a position where you are attached to the Iranian desire for a Shia crescent? The United States could peel off Russia from this alliance that it has with Hezbollah and the Iranians, and in the process, create a much more stable Middle East than one that exists in the moment. This is the kind of negotiation that I think Tillerson has to engage in at the moment. Sit down with the Russians and say to them, look, here's the game. We are perfectly willing to avert our gaze to the strides that you've made in the East Mediterranean. We're not going to challenge you. On the other hand, we want you to understand that as far as Syria is concerned, the United States wants you to pull out of this alliance because it's not healthy for the Middle East, not healthy for stability, and not healthy in the relationship with the United States. That, I think, is something that is negotiable. And if we could peel off the Russians, that would be a very significant foreign policy breakthrough for the United States.
And you're exactly right, Dr. London. I mean, Putin and Russia, what do they want out of all this? They want a footprint of influence in the Middle East. And basically, to your point, is they're there. You know, they're there now, and we can help them, in a sense, to create a win-win proposition. And life goes on in a good sort of way instead of having these superpowers up in the air getting close and, and you get a couple of these pilots messing around getting too close to some of our military assets. I think, wow, we're so close. This is like a tinderbox that, with a real, accidental ignition here, we could have quite an inferno escalating pretty quickly.
Well, that is precisely the point that I'm making. I mean, you have to fly by with a Russian plane coming within 5 feet, 5 feet of an American aircraft. I mean, there is an accident that's just waiting to happen. One of the arguments that I'm making now is how do you de-escalate the tensions that presently exist? And I think there's a way to do that. And the way to do that, as I suggested, is for American diplomats to sit down and say, look, this is what you want in the Eastern Mediterranean? You've got it. But give us what we need in the Middle East, and that is break up this alliance with Iran and and Hezbollah.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Herb London is with us. He'll be back in just a couple of moments as we take a break, looking at about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. London, of course, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the author of the book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine, the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs, the book available at all the usual places, and of course, linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. The stars.
out the sun and moon and sing a song.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, we love those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer, huh? Welcome back. We're right smack dab in the middle of it. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour conversation with FBI National Security Analyst Dr. Herb London continues. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research and the author of the book, Leading from Behind. Dr. London, I've been wanting to talk to you about this when we keep getting interrupted with, you know, the world and other events. But I want to talk to you particularly about the FBI. You know, right now we're not hearing a whole lot about the potential replacement for James Comey because we're so mired in this special counsel and everything that seems to be Comey and Mueller these days.
I think that what is necessary, of course, is to select someone that has unimpeachable integrity, someone that you can really say this is a man who stands above any kind of political concern. Partisanship has so entered every aspect of Washington life that it's very difficult to find that kind of person, but they do exist. And I think the president has selected someone who is, I think, outstanding. Whether we'll get confirmation remains to be seen. But I think that the president understands we've got to move in a somewhat different direction because of the morale problems that exist in the FBI and the way in which Mr. Comey has conducted himself with, it seems to me, a fair degree of contradictions. And in fact, a problem with the members of the FBI themselves who no longer have confidence in the leadership of that organization.
Well, you know, and some have taken exception, you know, to that statement. And like anything, you have an inner circle, those that surrounded Comey, and they wanted to believe, they all drank the grape juice, and they wanted to believe in, you know, the headlines and, you know, that sort of thing. But insiders, you know, to your point, would agree with your statement, is that there's more disruption than meets the eye and than what's being reported. And that, you know, Comey was one man who was always presented as being apolitical. And here it is. We found him to be very political, even to the point now that he's kind of orchestrated this whole deal to the special counsel by his own admission in violating the law.
Excuse me for interrupting. I was going to say on three different occasions he did say that Donald Trump has had nothing at all to do with collusion with the Russians during the course of the campaign. Yet he refused to say that publicly. Why? And why would he leak a memorandum, which in some sense is even a violation of trust, moreover a violation of the law, to a friend with the understanding it would be leaked to the press so that a special counsel could be created? That is clearly a political act. I mean, you go back to Loretta Lynch. He did not have the authority to put himself in the position of serving as the assistant attorney general. He was not.
Exactly.
He was the head of the FBI. It's the things that he's done that have arrogated a certain kind of authority to himself, which really are not warranted by either law or precedent. So I have some reservations about Mr. Comey and his role. And I think that, as I indicated to you before, his successor has to be someone who stands above politics. You don't want someone at the FBI, at the top of the FBI, running an organization that has become politicized.
Exactly.
I mean, people there are outstanding. You've got terrific people who work at the FBI, and God bless them for the hard work they do in behalf of maintaining security in America. On the other hand, at the top of the organization, you don't want someone who has politicized it so that people at the bottom start thinking, well, am I on the right side of this team? Am I on the right team? Am I saying the right sort of thing? That should not be the way in which the FBI operates. It should operate in a completely objective manner.
Do you think he got overly influenced by the Obama administration? Because I am not convinced, Herb, that he stepped out on his own ahead of Loretta Lynch as much as Lynch stepped back and gave it to him. And, you know, she's been very, very silent to this point, that Rod Rosenstein, when he wrote that, you know, wrote that definitive, you know, letter, or at least report, to the president, about Comey and justifying why he should be fired. And of course, to your point, that was one of the points that Rosenstein had put out, that he did step out in front of the attorney general. But I question whether or not he stepped out or she stepped back.
Well, I think that you probably stated it accurately. She stepped back. But at the same time, he at that moment could have said, look, I do not have the authority to make a decision on this matter.
Exactly.
If anyone makes the decision and it's not the attorney general, then it's the assistant attorney general. That should have been the person, not me. I'm just head of the FBI. I report to the attorney general's office. That is the way in which it should have been handled. But what I think Mr. Comey likes is the Klieg lights. And if you have the Klieg lights on you, obviously you react in a somewhat different manner. And he did say at that point, I have the authority to make a decision, when in fact he did not have that authority. And that, I think, is one of the problems that emerged with the way in which the Trump people started to think about Comey and the way in which he's exercised his position.
Well, and then here he is, you know, and I have the big problem that you have, that he single-handedly orchestrated special counsel, who happens to be one of his BFFs, and we're hearing a lot about that. And, of course, the law that's pretty clear that says a special counsel should not have any conflict of interest or even an appearance of conflict of interest.
Well, I think that Mr. Mueller at this point should recuse himself based on the longstanding relationship with Comey. You're investigating a very close friend. I think that it really does seem very odd, even if Mr. Mueller is above any kind of political concerns and is going to maintain the integrity of his position as special counsel. There is no doubt that because of the relationship with Comey, he's put himself in a position where the appearance is as important as the reality. And the appearance is that he's been compromised.
Well, you know, I hear time and again, Herb, that he should recuse himself. He's not about to recuse himself. It's clear he's in there. So now, short of, you know, the president himself saying, you know, you're out of here, although Rosenstein said, you know, he's the sole authority in Mueller staying in that position.
Well,
is that true?
What you have. Well, I think it is true. And I also think that Rosenstein has some authority in this matter. But the important point about all of this is that this is all designed for one purpose, that the left has a relentless desire to do everything it can to undermine and delegitimize the Trump administration.
Exactly.
This is a real test. And it's a test that has very little to do with evidence. It has more to do with some kind of impression that has been created about the Trump team. The left has gone very far to try and undermine Trump and change this view of legitimacy. And that, I think, is a very real problem for the country. Forget about Trump for a minute. Anytime you have a group that's saying, we don't like this president, we don't want him to be there, well, what is the crime that has been committed? What has Trump done that warrants impeachment or even delegitimizing this, his authority? There's nothing that you could cite. There's no evidence that exists. The consequence of that is to create a real problem in the United States, this conflict that exists between a view of the presidency and a reality. And there are so many, of course, who support Trump, and you've created what amounts to an emotional civil war in America.
Exactly.
Those people who support Trump and those people who are vehemently opposed to him. I don't think it's healthy for this democracy. I don't think it's healthy for the future. And I think it has a very, very profound effect on partisanship. This guy who went to a ball field and started to shoot at Republicans asked beforehand, which ball field will the Republicans be playing on? Mm-hmm. He knew he wanted to kill Republicans. Now, again, what have we come to when, in fact, we're talking about killing the opposition? There used to be a time when you had a loyal opposition in the United States. There used to be a time when you had adversaries and foes. Now we have enemies. If you have enemies, you want to destroy the enemy. You just don't want to defeat him. You want to destroy him.
Exactly.
And you see evidence of that has occurred on this ball field. Now, this is, I think, harmful to the way in which democracy conducts itself and the kind of civil discourse that I think is necessary in society.
Well, they talk about it. You know, Nancy Pelosi talked about having some civil discourse, and it didn't take her long, did it?
Well, it didn't take her long. But I mean, what you have here is the kind of hypocrisy about this matter. Because on the one hand, people say, well, we want to engage in kind of harmony. We want to work together. We want to reach across the aisle. But, of course, that doesn't happen. Partisanship is so deep that if you listen to Schumer, all you hear is the noise about a Republican Party that's destroying America. Well, they're destroying America. They have a view that's different from yours. That doesn't mean that we're engaged in acts of destruction.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the author of the new book, Leading from Behind, The Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Dr. London, thank you so much for being with us. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, we're happy. Da 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 da
The America. Good to have you along with us. Bill Martinez here, as always. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Well, let's talk about this hectic and rather frenzy life that we're leading, especially moms out there. And because life is hectic and tending to personal health matters can sometimes take a backseat to many other things that we have to do between work, soccer practice, the economy, social media, and more, moms have some of the highest levels of stress and anxiety, but often forego treatment to prioritize the health and wellness of their family. However, when mental health issues like stress and anxiety go untreated, they can lead to more severe consequences on your physical health. With the rise of technology, telemedicine, the remote diagnosis and treatment of patients, is a cost-effective way to get people the care they need when they need it and avoid the expensive trip to the emergency room or even urgent care centers, for that matter. In the last decade, the use of telemedicine has grown and is an easy way to see a doctor for life's health issues on your terms. Now, to talk more about it is Dr. Heather Hawthorne. She's a board-certified family practice physician with Doctor on Demand. Dr. Hawthorne, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, really good to have you here. I know what you have to share for busy moms is going to be most important, but let's break it down. Let's talk about telemedicine and how it works.
Sure. So I'm a telemedicine physician, which means instead of seeing patients in a traditional office, I actually see patients through video using their smartphones. Patients can connect with doctors using their computer, their smart devices, tablets, phones, within a matter of minutes from wherever they are. And it's the fastest way to get an exam, a diagnosis, and treatment started.
Wow, what a great concept, especially if it fits into our busy lifestyle. And as we mentioned earlier, this seems to get in the way of our health priorities a bit, doesn't it?
It really does. A lot of people don't seek care for their medical issues due to time and then also money. But time is a real issue. The company I work for, Doctor on Demand, did a study on moms to find out what their stressors are. And we found that a lot of moms just don't have time to actually go see a doctor. So telemedicine is a great solution to that. And then when you think about the rising cost of healthcare, the expense of an urgent care or ER visit, telemedicine is a fast, affordable way to meet those needs. And the best part is millions of Americans have coverage for telemedicine services through their insurance plan. It's also available for a reasonable fee.
Well, Bill Martinez here. We're visiting with Dr. Heather Hawthorne, board-certified family physician working in the Los Angeles, California area, earned her medical degree from the University of Kansas School of Medicine and completed her family medicine residency at Banner Good Samaritan Medical Center in Phoenix, Arizona. Heather, you know, let's talk about the advantages of telemedicine. You touched on that a little bit. And why more people are embracing telemedicine.
When we think about the advantages, it's helpful to think about the disadvantages of traditional medicine, the way we've been doing things for decades. First of all, lack of access to healthcare providers is a massive and unfortunately growing problem that we all are aware of. It can take almost 3 weeks to get an appointment with your local doctor. Even if you get that appointment, you're looking to spend close to 3 hours by the time you leave your home or office. Go see that doctor, get back to your home or office. We're busy. This is a fast-paced society, and it's just really hard to carve out large chunks of time like that. With telemedicine, you don't have to. You get to see a doctor. You get to get an exam, a diagnosis, treatment started on your terms whenever it's convenient for you. You can even schedule appointments if necessary.
Well, what's keeping moms from taking care of themselves year-round, Heather?
Bill, the study that we conducted was a little alarming. About 75% of moms don't feel like they have more than 1 hour of me time, time away from their responsibilities, their family, their work on a given day. And then almost two-thirds feel guilty making time for their own personal health. When moms do go see a doctor, about a third of them lie about their stress and anxiety. So a lot of different concerns from mom. Part of it's time. Moms also are very concerned, according to our survey, about finances. So the cost of health care and seeking help from like a mental health provider, for example, is really troubling to mom.
Exactly. This is my Mother's Day. It needs to be every day, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, and you've got some tips to help moms manage their stress and anxiety, because this is just one of the many, as you say, multiple issues that they deal with that just raises the level of stress and anxiety for moms.
Yeah, I do, Bill. So as a physician, it always concerns me when patients aren't prioritizing their own health. And so for moms, I recommend at least 30 minutes of vigorous exercise every day. It doesn't matter what you do. Go for a vigorous walk, dance in your living room, or take a class. We just know that 30 minutes of exercise daily goes a long way to protect your mental and physical health. Other things that are important, getting good sleep. None of us get enough sleep. But sleep allows your brain and your body to rest and restore. So it's really important to get those good sleep habits started. Sleep, we know, also helps promote healthy weight, which can go a long way in preventing chronic diseases like diabetes and heart disease. And then another really important thing, moms specifically, you really don't have to feel alone in your stress and anxiety. Our study shows that you're not alone. But sometimes just talking it out, you know, talk to a licensed therapist, which you can do through telemedicine. It'll give you peace of mind and also help introduce some coping strategies.
Exactly. Well, these are some great ideas here. So I hope you're taking notes, ladies and gentlemen, especially busy moms out there. Dr. Hawthorne, where can our listeners go for more information?
Bill, they can download the app at drondemand.com and learn more about this study that we did on moms, as well as find out if your insurance is accepted and learn all about the services that are available through telemedicine.
Well, you got anything else there in your pocket that you can share with us that that experience has taught you over the years? For busy moms and dealing with this hectic lifestyle, it seems like this has been kind of in the fast lane of life these days, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down. So, just with all the distractions, the technology, the electronic agent we live in. In fact, I was reading a survey not that long ago, Dr. Hawthorne. And it asked if people had just one more hour a day, what would they do with that extra hour? And to your point, the survey answer was sleep. People are sleep deprived. They just want to be able to have some time just to, decompress and sleep. Imagine that, huh?
I know. It's so true. I see it over and over again. But I think if you only had 30 minutes to an hour extra a day, the most bang for the buck is exercise. Exercise is going to help you sleep better, believe it or not, as long as you don't do it within the last, 3 hours or so before bedtime. Definitely exercise. If you had a little extra time, plan your meals so that you can eat healthier. Really try to get an extra, even just 15 minutes of sleep. It goes a long way to help you be the best you can be.
Mm-hmm. And I like the idea where he said, hey, dance. I mean, and maybe that's what we need to do more of, is just dance as if nobody's watching, right?
Exactly. Let loose. It's, physical exertion, but then it also just kind of frees your mind, clears your head briefly. So, yeah, just let go. I think a lot of people put off exercise because they don't want to spend money on a gym membership, or they don't have time to drive there or get there and do these classes, but just open your front door, go for 15 minutes, turn around, walk back 15 minutes. There you go. You've had 30 minutes of great exercise and you've cleared your mind, and you mentally feel stronger for taking control of some aspect of your day-to-day life.
Well, Dr. Heather Hawthorne has been our guest, board-certified family practice physician with Doctors on Demand. Dr. Hawthorne, one more time, remind our audience where they can go for all the information they need to know.
Sure. You can download the Doctor on Demand app today, or you can go to drondemand.com and get ready to start living your life well.
And dance like nobody's watching, right? Among all the good fun things, Dr. Heather Hawthorne has been with us. Heather, thank you. Appreciate the time and great ideas. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words: we the people. We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We the people are the driver. The government is the car. And we decide where it should go, and by what route, and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free. This belief has been the underlying basis for everything I've tried to do these past 8 years. But back in the 1960s, when I began, it seemed to me that we'd begun reversing the order of things. But through more and more rules and regulations and confiscatory taxes, the government was taking more of our money, more of our options, and more of our freedom. I went into politics in part to put up my hand and say, stop. I was a citizen politician, and it seemed the right thing for a citizen to do. I think we have stopped a lot of what needed stopping. And I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Even though so much time has passed, so little has changed, has it not? And more of what President Reagan was admonishing for is, you know, what we're realizing loud and clear today for those that do have an ear to hear. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you just about 12 minutes before the top of the hour. As I promised you, Dr. Alida Eck would be joining us, a physician in internal medicine and private practice in New Jersey. She's been active in healthcare reform since her residency. Her and her husband have been committed to providing healthcare, especially to the poor in upstate New York. And she has been on with us many times to discuss, you know, the issue of the delivery of health care and the problems we have with our government and us looking to our government to provide such for us. You know, Dr. Eck, if the government had a good track record in running certain things, we might have a little bit more confidence. But whether it's, you know, welfare, Social Security, you know, on and on, and different things that we've looked to the government to run, it's just been a miserable disaster.
Absolutely. You want to hear something that's mind-blowing? Mm. In 1965, if you bought a computer, it wasn't a laptop, it was a desktop, it was $19,000. It was new technology. And healthcare in 1965, we were spending $210 per capita per year.
Yeah.
Then in 1965, Medicare and Medicaid started. Big government got in. All the money started getting infused into the healthcare system. And so now it's reversed. And you can buy a cell phone that does what that $19,000 computer did for $500.
Exactly.
And we probably paid $19,000 per capita for our health care.
Boy.
All reversed. Is that
wow.
incredible?
That is incredible. I had not heard it put quite like that, but I'm telling you, you just put a lot of people in the ditch here right now, probably, you know, understanding this is exactly what's happening. You go, why has that been the case? Why did everything get turned upside down? Is government and the bureaucracy, are they totally to blame for this?
Sure. Well, doctors we've had twice as many doctors now as then, mm-hmm. and we have 30 times more administrators running healthcare since mm-hmm. then.
Wow.
So that's another just statistic that we're just paying people to push papers around. The huge infusion of taxpayer dollars caused the explosion in the cost of hospitalizations. And then medical services became a commodity, something that you buy and sell. And then the insurance companies got in. And it used to be retired doctors would run the hospital. Now they're big MBAs and they command seven-figure salaries. The money has just flowed in, and it doesn't mean that we're really getting better health care.
No, I mean, by comparison, I think it's empirical that we're not, and that's all in question. And even, you know, at this point right now, Dr. Eck, with Obamacare dying, and I use the analogy, it's like, one of your little kids holding on to their favorite blankie that's in tatters, and they're dragging it around, and this is what America, you know, a lot of America is doing. They've got this tattered up blanket that they're dragging around, and, you know, it's like this thing's been ready for the trash heap for a long time, but they're not about to give it up.
Right. The Medicaid system is just really failing the poor. It's made millionaires out of a lot of these hospital and insurance company executives, while it delivers very poor care to the poor, and yet it really takes so much from the taxpayers. It's about a third of the average state budget. It's just a crime.
Without a doubt. And you know, in your latest column, you're talking about the American Medical Association pondering calling health care a right. Now, this has been a debate going on for a long time, and you and I had this discussion previously, is that that needs to be reconciled right up front. Is it a right or is it a privilege? If it's a right, it gives you a certain perspective, like a discussion we had the other night with some well-meaning liberal friends of mine who were rather insistent that it was a right. And I said, okay, so then you're okay with somebody, you know, that's a diabetic just downing a case of Twinkies because you know it's their right and you're going to pay for it, so you're okay with that.
That's
well,
right.
That was too simple for them. That was a problem.
Yeah, it's a responsibility. It's really not a right. Just like food, clothing, and shelter. Now, you could argue that those are even more important than health care. Mm-hmm. If you don't have those, you're gonna die. And so we don't really consider them rights. We consider them something that you have to work for.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's people who are just in need and can't do anything and totally disabled. And those people we have to have compassion for.
Right.
But to call it a right for the average person is just asking for the big government to say, okay, now we need to administer this right. And so we're going to set up these huge hordes of bureaucrats to administer the right. How much health care? How big a house should we provide for people? How much clothing? How lavish a wardrobe? You know, mm-hmm. all of those things. If you call these things rights, you're just opening up a whole can of worms.
Well,
so
exactly.
You need to bring it back.
Right.
Call health care a responsibility instead of a right.
Well, you used a word that, the bleeding hearts of the left hold on to, and that is compassion. And they want to get government out of order. And this has been the problem with our government. Going back to FDR, it became compassionate. That's not what government is for. compassion is handled at the local level. People to people, neighbors, churches, community interest groups, that sort of thing. They see it at the ground level. They are the ones to be compassionate, not our government. Because once our government is compassionate, by definition, it becomes discompassionate to others, because you have to pick and choose who you're going to be compassionate. At whose expense are you going to be compassionate to?
That's right. It seems like it's also by votes. When you're talking compassion, you're talking one person to another, and absolutely has to be local. I was talking to a patient just this morning. She was talking about the local hospital that got closed as it was eaten up by another regional hospital who took the entire endowment. And so this local place that used to be where people would go, everybody would know their name, and the person who was cleaning the floors would go up and see grandma up there for you. And, you know, it was all a compassionate place.
Right.
Instead, it's now a big, bureaucratic, impersonal, and it's really unsatisfactory situation we wind up with.
Well, and this is what's being bantered about. I even said this morning, and I shocked some people, is that, you know, the leaning is more and more towards a single payer. And I thought that this would happen, is that people would finally get so fed up, they'd throw their arms up in the air and just say, well, just give a single payer. I don't know, call me crazy, but I think the opportunity is that if people have in their brain single payer, is there a way? I mean, we know the Democrats and those on the left look at single payer in much the same way as Medicaid, and you've already said very clearly, and we know this experientially, that it has failed. It is failing. It's not doing what it intended to do. Typical of government plans. Every time they come up with something, you always have these unintended consequences. I'm saying, you know, is this possibly the opportunity to get ahead of it and provide a single payer version, but conservative or GOP style? Is that possible?
I'm not sure how that would happen. I mean, I would just love to see the federal government say, okay, we're too far away from the problem. Why don't we block grant the Medicaid dollars back to the states?
Exactly.
And
no,
let the states do it. And then, okay, so you still have layers of government, but just not federal.
Right.
And
yeah, I agree with you. My first vote is get the government out of this. It's the wrong tool for the, you know, it's not the right tool for the job. And that's clearly the situation. We already went through, you know, almost eight years with Obamacare. And this, again, all the unintended consequences, they're not good at that. And they need to throw their hands up and just say, we're going to turn it back to the, I'm right with you on that. That's my first choice. But the problem is because what the Democrats have done in the mainstream media in politicizing this process, I keep thinking of that gal in the town hall meeting is, you know, yelling and screaming, I pay a dollar for my Obamacare. You better not take that away from me. How many others like her are out there in our communities that have that mindset?
And all imagining is there's these millionaires and billionaires that are going to pay for whatever they want. That's probably what it is. They just think that this tax money is just infinite if you just tax the right people.
So is there some short-term answers here? I mean, is there any hope? You know, the Republicans are getting ready to roll out their plan, you know, out of the Senate today. What's our hope, Dr. Eck, here on this deal?
Just the hope is that they'll recognize that we can't go the same direction we're going. We have to reverse it. We need to repeal Obamacare. It just did all these bad things. Bring it back to the states, all of the regulations. Maybe we need a convention of states to get the federal government to. I'm starting to think that that's going to be the thing that will change the course. Yeah. Because the federal government is just totally out of line. And
well,
really
Senator Tom Coburn's pushing the same thing, a convention of the states. I think you're exactly right. Dr. Alita Eck on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Eck, thank you so much.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.